today on Rockin' the Suburbs.
Jim, do you ever dream about being a puppeteer, or do you ever find yourself thinking about puppets?
What's that? What is that a reference to?
Well, Lamb Chop is a puppet.
Oh, so. Got it. Okay, that makes sense. Yes, Lamb Chop. All right, did you make it through April Fool's Day okay?
Yeah, I think so. Is there anything on my back? A sign?
Is there anything drawn on my forehead?
Did I pass out and somebody draw me?
Yeah, that's right.
That ever happened to you, Jim? Does it happen to me?
Not since a couple weeks ago.
Okay.
Yeah.
That's right. Yeah, I heard about that.
So I want to say one thing.
Yeah.
Being here in your basement and people who are patrons of the show.
Oh, man. They get the whole visual scene.
We'll get to see the
it's
video.
Pretty chill, man.
It's so exciting. Yeah. We post the videos of us recording these episodes up on patreon.com/suburbspod. And if you donate some bucks there, you can get access to that. But one thing, I'm pointing over here. They can't see it. It's off camera, but
the
I see
the
Q and Not You poster,
yeah, that's right?
Mm-hmm. So tell people, who's Q and Not You?
An amazing Discord band probably put out one of the two or three great records on, you know, that sort of third wave or fourth wave of Discord, I don't know, in the early 2000s. But Chris Richards, you know, now the pop critic from the Washington Post, was a guitar player and singer. And also John Davis was the drummer in that band. He went on to play in title tracks and work at the University of Maryland and all that kind of stuff. So, yeah, really cool Discord band.
And I bring this up because I believe Don Zentara worked with them, right?
That's right. Yeah. A couple times at Inner Ear Studio.
At Inner Ear Studios. So, and Don has worked with all of the bands of that era, DC punk, and I bring that up because we're going to do a live event with Don where we're going to record a podcast. That's this Thursday, April 4th at Spaces in Chevy Chase, Maryland, and go to suburbspod.com and you'll find the link for tickets. And we're going to interview Don, and he's going to tell great stories, and he's going to play some music, and it's going to be a lot of fun.
And
you can be there.
That's
in the
right. And you should be there if you like Discord or anything like that, because it's going to be more than just a normal podcast conversation. Jimmy's going to play, and I know he plays a lot, which is cool. I love that Don's always out there playing, but this is going to be a combination of asking him about his history and his philosophy and also hearing his music. So it's really going to, you know, be kind of one of those nights where it's, if you like Don and Discord, you should be there.
He's a good guy. He's a smart guy. This is going to be
and
something.
And he surfs, yeah.
I know.
It's wild.
Okay, so I wanted to make that
little
promo here.
It's not too late to get there, folks.
And this is Rock of the Suburbs, and I'm Jim Lenihan.
And I'm Patrick Foster.
And we're talking new music from March.
Yep.
I went yesterday, and now it's your turn today. And what new music do you have, Patrick?
Well, Jim, you know, there's a few bands that I always like to play when it's new music time, if they have new music out, just because I've been supporters of them for a long time. You know, like Groove Rise is an example of something like that. Phosphorescent was another one. You know, when they put a new record out, I like to play it. And this is a classic case of that same syndrome, Jim. The band is Lamb Chop. What do you know about them?
Oh, probably only about what you have told me.
Okay.
Yes.
So a band from Nashville, they've been on Merge Records, you know, for a while now, probably since the late 90s. They started playing in the early 90s. They have at least 15 albums. The main thing about Lamb Chop is a guy called Kurt Wagner, who's, you know, led the band since the beginning. They've been massive at times in the sense of having that many people in the band. I remember seeing them open up for Yola Tango at the 930 Club once, Jim, and there were so many people. It was like an orchestra that Kurt had a walkie-talkie to communicate with the drummer when it was time to start a song. So he'd pick a walkie-talkie up and be like, hey, ready to start this? And there was literally like 25 players on stage. But I think the thing that characterizes Kurt's career more than anything is not sticking to a formula and always adapting to what he's into. So he's got a new record coming out. It's called, it just came out, I'm sorry, on March 22nd. This is what I wanted to tell you. And it's a collaboration with a guy named Matthew McGon, who played drums for Bon Iver and His Golden Messenger. And they just started doing some analog sort of synthesizer stuff. And, you know, it's just him and Kurt, but it's under the, you know, the name Lamb Chop. And I just want to play this song for you guys. It's called Crosswords, comma, or What This Says About You.
Silly expression. The news just got real for the new progressive. We wait out the situation. It seems like a thing. He wore a hubcap as a halo. A father grows forgetful. The mother lies in the light of the cable news feed. In the course of your conversations, you make an effort to fight off the sniffles.
So there it is, Jim. All the hallmarks of Kurt Wagner's work is rich, distinctive baritone singing and richly detailed lyrics all the way down to you have a case of the sniffles. So I can totally relate to that. But yeah, it's another Lamb Chop record. Is it their best? Probably not. Is it their worst? Of course not. You know, it's just another in a long line of a rich artistic career. And I need to support that whenever he puts new music out.
Yeah. So. You can really lose yourself in a song like that.
Yeah, you can. It's in a beautiful, beautiful song. And the whole album is fantastic. So if you like that, you're going to love the rest of it.
It has that kind of sound where you don't really know, like, everything sort of just blends together, melds is probably a better word, and you don't really know where one thing begins and another thing ends. And I mean that sort of like sonically and also like structurally. It just sort of takes you on this little trip.
It's nice, right?
Yeah.
Yeah.
All right, so before you get to the next one, let's just take this moment real quick to mention that you can support our show by going to patreon.com/suburbspod and pledging. You won't get a tote bag, but you can pledge. Something. You'll get a sticker.
Yeah, you'll get a sticker.
It's going to be really cool.
Yeah, it's better than a tote bag anyway. Yeah, who uses a tote
bag? There's like a whole team of people working on this sticker. By team, I mean you, me, and Jasper. And it's going to be awesome.
Right.
It's really going to be awesome. You're not going to miss out on that. So go to patreon.com/suburbspod, and there you can pledge a monthly contribution show. It does keep help keep the show going.
Yeah, that's what it's about. Yeah.
You mentioned we have to show receipts to our bosses, you know, invoices and whatnot.
Yeah, each month, dragged on the carpet.
Yeah.
It's
and
not good.
So please do that. Mm-hmm. That would help us out. Okay, let's get back to the show.
Let's do that.
More music, less rock. Less talk, more rock.
That's what's coming up, I hope. I got to tell you, Jim, I don't know much about this band, this next band I'm going to play, but it was one of those situations where I was, just sort of trying to remind myself what records came out in March and, you know, looked at a couple lists and a few things here and there on the internet and then saw a couple times this band called Sundara. I don't even know if I'm pronouncing this right. Sundara Karma. So it's Sundara Karma. A band from England, as far as I can tell. But I was listening to their record. This song called One Last Night on Earth came on. And I said to myself, is this more Bowie or is this more Roxy? And I want you to answer the question, Jim. We'll be right back. Should my third option have been Duran Duran?
Maybe. I don't know. You know, I can definitely hear sort of the Bowie kind of swagger to that song.
Yep.
Now, this to me is so different from the Lamb Chop one. When I was saying, like, with Lamb Chop, like, you sort of, like, everything kind of melds together in a way that just sort of forms this, like, soundscape or whatever.
No sharp edges.
No. This one, you can pick out all the individual parts.
Exactly. It's great.
But I love that, too.
Yeah,
you know?
Me, too. I love that transition part where it's just that one guitar going, da-na-na-na-na. So clever. You know, Sundar Akamra might disappear tomorrow. I have no idea if they will, you know, or they have an album out before this, apparently. And this is called, I don't even know how to pronounce this, Jim, Ulfilas Alphabet. It's got an apostrophe involved in the title and two skeletons. It's on the RCA label, Jim, so it's a major label record. I don't know if it's any good. I haven't listened to it more than once, but this song just stuck in my mind, and I played it probably 7 or 8 times in a row, and I just think it's great.
It is great.
Yeah.
So we had a conversation off mic earlier, not about this band, but about another band in general.
That was very appropriate.
Would you describe this similarly as a band out of time?
It might be. Yeah, it might be exactly a band out of time. Yeah.
I don't know.
Yeah. Definitely a song out of time.
I so admire what they're doing, and I wish we had more. I do wish there is part of me, as much as we hated to some extent, or we rebelled against sort of like the major labels and all that kind of stuff. There is a part of me that wishes we still had rock stars
to some
extent, you know?
Yeah, and that labels still took a chance on bands like this and put it out there and tried to promote it and make it a hit, you know?
Yeah.
Anyway. Maybe that's just being nostalgic, you know, but also it's a great song, man.
That's
for the
cool.
music, I love. I just love it. I played it so many times in a row, and I never get tired of it, so it's really cool.
All right, that's great.
Yeah.
Sundar Akamra.
Mm-hmm. So check it out. I don't know if they're here today or gone tomorrow. We'll see, folks.
All right, very cool. Okay. We do have a cover today.
Oh, yes. I'm excited about this.
So we'll get to that in just a moment. After we play the cover, then you can all retire to your quarters and get up tomorrow and listen to the show again, because you're listening
every day.
And tomorrow we have an interview.
Yeah, that's going to be fun.
Right?
Yeah, we've been working our butts off, Jim, doing interviews and going to places and, you know, spending several nights a week. And we appreciate them, you know, the donations you guys are giving us and all that stuff. So we're trying to do a really good job.
That's
You know, this is a great thing, you know, basically a singer-songwriter that we got connected with through a listener.
Yes. So I'll just tell you, it's the singer-songwriter. He's Dan Mangan.
Yeah.
And we're going to do a 3-part interview with him. And let me tell you, people, I am not overstating things here, because I went back in the editing process and I listened to this interview again, and he's actually one of the smartest guests we've ever had.
He is totally upfront and real.
Yeah.
Yeah, it's great, man. Yeah.
You're going to like this a lot.
Yeah,
so this is
really
good.
Cool.
So that's tomorrow. If you have new music to share or want to comment on anything music related, you can call
612-440-1984.
Or you can email rock@suburbspod.com. Or you can find us on all the social medias. I don't know about all, but at least the Facebook and the Twitter and the Instagram. As long as you aren't worried about them stealing your data.
That's right. They have
private information, all that kind of stuff. If you're cool with that, then hit us up on those places. Also, please rate and review our show on the iTunes, and visit suburbspod.com.
Yeah, that's cool.
Sam,
it's a great website.
Intern Sam does such a great job with
that. Yeah, he really does. Works super hard.
I go there all the time.
Me too.
Yeah.
I'm always checking the database.
Yes. You can also find Phases of the Moon there. Do you know that?
That's right.
Yes.
Yes, you can.
Yes.
Mm-hmm.
Just, you know, if you're curious, see what, like, when's the next time we're going to have, like, a crescent.
Yeah, or a bloodworm moon.
Yeah.
Something like that.
You can find that all there.
Yeah.
Sam, you know, keeps that up to date.
He reads the almanac, weirdly enough, the Farmer's Almanac. Yeah,
can I just say
I
one
caught
thing
him
about
with a copy of that?
One thing about Sam. I'm just going to say this really quickly here, but intern Sam, who is a senior in college, he will just in daily life send us little texts about things in music he's excited about,
which makes me so happy.
It's wonderful.
Yeah,
but they all seem to be about things from like either when, like, bands and artists, either from when, like, you and I were kids or even earlier than that he's so excited about. Isn't it weird?
Well,
he seems older than we are.
Just for example, he was really excited about Steely Dan Week.
Yes. Yeah. So, okay. That's great. That's wonderful to see, but it's funny. He's an old soul,
Sam
Lisker. All right. Okay. Let's get out of here with a cover, a new cover of an old song.
Okay. It's going to be Ezra Furman.
Ezra
right?
Furman. You like Ezra Furman,
I
right?
I do, and we played one of his covers not all that long ago on one of these new music episodes, too, which so I think it's really appropriate.
I think we did, and yeah. he has a new EP out called Songs by Others.
Great. I love that he covers a lot of songs.
Which is all...
Fantastic.
Cover songs. Yep. There's actually, there's a cover of Androgynous on here.
Nice.
There's Your Love Keeps Lifting Me Higher and Higher.
Sweet.
Stuff like that, but I want to play this one. This
I love
is the
that.
The first... The first track off the EP, and it just it seems like an odd song to cover. Like, who would cover this song, right? So let's do that. All right.
Okay.
It's Rockin' the Suburbs. I'm Jim Linehan.
I'm Patrick Foster.
This is Ezra Furman covering Beck's Devil's Haircut, and we'll talk to you guys tomorrow.
Something's wrong, 'cause my mind is fading. Everywhere I look, there's a dead end waiting. Temperatures dropping at the rotten oasis. Stealing kisses from the leprous faces. Heads are hanging from the garbage man trees. Mouthwash, jukebox, yes. Pistols are pointed at a poor man's pockets. Smiling eyes ripping out of his sockets. Got a devil's haircut in my mind. Got a devil's haircut in my mind. Got a devil's haircut in my mind. Got a devil's haircut in my mind.
I would like a Saison.
Yeah.
Do you have a Saison?
Not
on
me.
Decaf cappuccino.
This is an office.